Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Look who's here.
Who?
Dan Graziano. Hello. Looking very, very spiffy this morning.
Danny.
Thank you.
What's up, baby?
Classed it right up.
The Graz.
What is up? Aaron Rodgers talked to us. Did you guys know about this?
What happened?
He went on McAfee.
Get out of here.
I know. It's
really?
The first time.
He knows Pat McAfee?
Yeah, he and McAfee are apparently tight.
Wild.
I didn't know this. They've kept it quiet throughout the years.
Yeah,
but obviously. He went on McAfee's show yesterday, and he talked about the Packers in a not too flattering light, which is, I mean, all this is really surprising and new.
Did all that come to fruition after the darkness?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't, I mean, unless you sit in the darkness for 4 days, you really can't, you know, you can't make good decisions about your life.
No, of course, something about the light.
This. The rest of us are fools for never doing
it. The less light there is, the better your decisions are.
See, Dan, I've experienced that before. As Max say, they got me.
They got him. They got to him.
I didn't do 4 days. I just did a day.
Exactly.
Because the whole wellness thing didn't require for me to do four.
Right.
Because they didn't get you all the way is why. You said, all right, I'll give you one day.
No, because I was out there. Remember, Max, I was out there sourcing my own food in the garden, and what I pick is what you eat. So right. It was like a whole sort of deal. So you do come away with it with a different perspective.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily think that you need 4 days to clear your mind after the season, you know, in the darkness. But
when you came out, were there a lot of texts?
So
I don't remember about all the text messages. I don't remember that.
A couple of years ago, there was a storm, and we lost power for 4 days, and so it was dark at night, and the air conditioning wasn't working. I don't remember coming out of it feeling more enlightened. I remember coming out of it feeling sweaty and pissed off, so
yeah.
I don't know.
There was a blackout when I was a kid, I remember.
Maybe I did it wrong.
Oh,
1977, there was a blackout. There was no light for a little while.
The problem is I can't do a darkness retreat because I have a condition that prevents me from doing that, which is called stuff to do.
Yeah, it's called a job.
So since you had stuff to do and you do your job very well, what was your biggest takeaway as he joined the Pat McAfee show, which I don't think you have to do pay-per-view to pick that up. You could just kind of wait for Aaron Rodgers to say when it's scheduled and then you can find it. But what did you pick up from that conversation with him?
He would like to play for the Jets, and he believes the Packers are preventing that from happening at the moment because – they want more so far in a trade than the Jets are willing to give up. So he felt like going McAfee and goose the situation a little bit, maybe get the Packers to move. I don't know why they would based on that. Like, I don't know why Rodgers' appearance and what he said would make the Packers operate any differently in their trade conversations with the Jets than they already are. And my sense of it is that it hasn't, that the Packers, you know, enjoyed Rodgers' appearance and then went back to their conversations with the Jets, which I think will ultimately lead to a trade. But I don't feel like they need to be on anyone's timetable but their own.
Yeah, but in this situation, they've already, right? I mean, you know it better than we do because you're covering and you're following it on a minute-by-minute basis. They've already moved on, it seems like, to Jordan Love.
Sure.
So there's no leverage there. Everybody, we all know that he wants to play for the Jets. The Jets know that he wants to play for them.
Where's the
leverage from the Packers' standpoint?
I don't understand. I listened to Max do this on what's that show called in the afternoon?
This Just In. Terrific show.
Yesterday. And he's wrong. And so are you, Aaron Rodgers is – they don't have to sign Jordan Love. Like, they already have him. Like, Aaron Rodgers is on their books. Like, they were prepared to pay him. When they signed the contract,
but they
last
were not
year,
prepared to pay him to sit tight and be behind Jordan Love.
$60 million
in muddy the waters.
When they can get a draft pick compensation, get him off their books.
Don't trade him.
Yes.
I think they will trade him, but let's have some fun.
Of course.
If they don't trade him,
and
he refuses to play,
yes.
Do they have to pay him?
Well, what's a refusal to play?
Why would he refuse to play?
What is a refusal to play? Why would he refuse to play?
I laugh at these two guys. Like what? Because I said before, like I think the Packers have the slight leverage here. I mean,
of course they do.
Everyone has a little leverage.
No, let me finish my point, you two. All I'm saying, Dan, I have to yell at these guys to get a point in.
Maybe we should sit in a dark room.
Sit in a dark room and come out enlightened.
It'll make more sense.
But like, when this guy goes on Pat McAfee's show and he says, I have every intention of being a Jet, and every fan starts going bonkers like the Jets won the Super Bowl, like everybody's like, do whatever it takes to get the job done. The Packers are like, do whatever it takes to get the job done.
No skin off, aren't it? What's Rodgers going to do? Is he going to show up at OTAs, which, by the way, he didn't anyway, and just, like, make life difficult for Jordan, like flick him behind the ear when he's walking by his locker?
No,
like,
wait. All he has to do, all he has to do, if they don't trade him, is report to work. They're not going to want him in the building. We all know that they're not going to want him in the building. They're going to tell him to go home. Yeah. He's going to collect 50. So now you're the Packers. I now have to give this guy, who I didn't have to give a cent if I would have traded, I'm going to have to give him $58.5 million and not get any draft pick compensation for him. Would they rather have that or a second and a fifth and get him off the books? Come on, guys. What are we talking about here?
Like that's not the point. The point
that's
is
exactly the point.
The point is
that's
of the exactly three, the point, of the three parties involved, Packers, Jets, and Rodgers, the Packers are in the least hurry.
Okay.
That means leverage.
No. Here's what I would say, Dan. You're right. There is no pressure point at this moment in time because they're not missing anything. Football season doesn't start till September.
They don't even have to pressure until week one.
Yeah, they don't have to play till week one. He does know the system. He can throw with the guys in the offseason off-site if he chooses to do so, wherever. If they want to go to Montana and throw, if they want to go to Florida, he can always do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where the Packers have leverage, because if you hold on to him until summer, let's just say that they do. Let's say it gets so ugly that they hold on to him until the summertime. Okay, he's like Max says, he comes into the building, you're going to give him $58 million, you're going to make the quarterback uncomfortable. Even you're making your quarterback uncomfortable, even if you know that you're moving on from Rodgers. But your quarterback in Jordan Love has to go through OTAs, mini camps, all of the voluntary workouts with the mindset of what if Aaron Rodgers decides to come in? What if, you know, and that's real.
It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen, guys. So you're
but
right.
But that screws so
that's
up
how you handle
the
if you're
thought
the Packers,
process.
No, no, what Key is pointing out, guys, is you're pointing out the Packers have some leverage. They can wait. Key's pointing out the Jets have some leverage. I can point out that Rodgers has some leverage. Everyone has a little leverage. I mean, you know what that means? Like, no one does. It means that the deal's going to get done. It all cancels.
I do think it'll get done. In the meantime, it's fun to talk about this. Key, like, your point is, like, how would the Packers handle it if Rodgers showed up and Jordan Love was uncomfortable? They would say, Jordan, you've known this guy 3 years. You know what he's all about. He's just trying to get some attention. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Practice. You're our starter.
Your team.
We will at some point be rid of this nuisance, and don't worry about a thing.
I get it. But I'll do you like Jay does me from time to time. You know, you've had a girlfriend before, and you've moved on from that girlfriend. But every time,
it's about relationships.
But that's Jay. He always does this. But every time that girlfriend shows up at the same place you at, you get uncomfortable with your new girlfriend. You there? You get uncomfortable. And imagine that. Imagine Aaron Rodgers just showing up while they're dating Jordan Love, and Aaron Rodgers is
hold that hand.
Dan, is that going to happen? Let's be realistic. That's not going to happen.
Max, we know that the deal is going to get done. That doesn't change the fact that you can still see that the Packers have slight leverage.
Let's talk about the amount of leverage, Dan.
I was literally about to ask Dan this question before you just went. Yeah. How much is too much?
Pick.
How much is too much for Aaron Rodgers, Dan?
What do you mean?
How much compensation is too much for Aaron Rodgers? Because when you look at the Matthew Stafford deal of 2 years ago, that's not going to happen, right? They're not going to do that.
They're not even going to give them their first-round pick, Key. It's
well,
a 13th
thing,
overall.
Right? So, like, I would not trade the 13th pick in the draft for a 40-year-old quarterback who might only be there 1 year. Like, that to me does not feel worth it. And I don't feel like it would be right for the Packers to expect that. Because, you know, obviously, if you're the Jets, you'd say, look, I mean, obviously you're not going to keep him and play him, right? So there can be a reasonable element to all of this. But my point is this, like, let's say hypothetically, and I don't know this to be the case. Let's say hypothetically the Jets are offering, the best pick the Jets are offering is a 2024 pick. Let's say it's the first rounder or the second rounder in 2024. Then if you're the Packers, what's the reason to do anything before this year's draft? If you're not getting a good pick till next year anyway, might as well wait till after the draft.
Because then you're going to get less. Now you don't can't have
you
my
know,
first
you
round
know
pick.
Why? You know why? Then I,
so you want less instead of more? Why?
You want to know why, though, Dan? Is to get it out of the way. Why have the nuisance? Why continue to deal with Aaron Rodgers and the trade talks and your young quarterback having to look over his shoulder and the what ifs, like I just said? Because that girl walks in that room, you're probably going to get up and leave that restaurant because you're tired of looking at her.
Two reasons. One, I have an asset that has value. I want to maximize my return.
Thank you.
So whatever it takes, if I'm the Packers, I can legitimately say to myself, boy, there's a chance the Jets get nervous enough to come up a little bit. There's a chance. Mm-hmm. Their fan base will be pressuring them to get this done. Oh. They'll feel urgency to get them in the building. Mm. There's a chance. And there's no downside because they're not going to reduce their offer because we made them wait. That would be poor negotiating. And
why is that? Why would that be the proper way to negotiate?
What would be the reason?
But if I'm the Jets, I say the more you hold him, the less valuable he is to me. Fine, so, okay. So if you hold, I'll if hold you him. Wait and wait and wait, now that first round pick next year, now you can't have that. Now we're down to a second round. You're negotiating yourself in the opposite direction.
I also want to make this point. Rodgers seems to believe the Packers are making it difficult for him, which is jives with his worldview, which is everything's about him. So. This is sort of what you get for being that guy, for being the guy that holds the team hostage for a couple years, that shows up at training camp and conducts a press conference, that rips the way they do business, and basically carrying yourself like you're smarter than they are for years and years. If Matthew Stafford goes to the Detroit Lions 2 years ago and says, you know what, guys, I can't do this anymore. I want out. They say, Matthew, you've been a great Detroit Lion. We're going to do right by you.
Yes.
Matt Ryan goes to the Atlanta Falcons last year and says, guys, I'd really like to. Sure, Matt, you've done nothing but right by us. Aaron Rodgers goes to the Packers and says, I want out. The Packers are like, okay, we'll give it some thought.
Dan, this is what I've been saying over the last couple of days. I said, Max, I'm like, I used literally Matt Ryan as an example with Atlanta. Like, all right, you've helped us. Like, you've dealt, you've done business
you've
with
done
us correctly.
Everything
us,
right.
Like, people act like personality traits. Like, if I'm spiteful because of the way you treated me for the last 5 years, don't factor into negotiating.
Come
on. Oh, you're not going to just take advantage of me like that.
But you're also not going to shoot yourself in the foot. You're not going to cut off your nose to spite your face.
Upshot is, like, if I'm running the Packers, I know I'm eventually going to do this deal, but right. I might enjoy making Aaron squirm for a couple of weeks.
In the end,
I think that might be enjoyable for me if I'm running.
Hey, I'm not going to squirm. Don't worry, me and Pat. We're going to just do what
in the end,
to do.
The leverage, so-called leverage, one way or another, is going to be an additional fifth-round pick or something negligible. Okay. Let's get realistic.
It's called leverage. Yeah,
Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. You can see him on such hit shows as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Real or not real, AFC quarterbacks better than Aaron Rodgers coming up, ESPN Radio.
All right, Grand Dog.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Real or not real here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Union Pacific. Get your career on track with Union Pacific Railroad.
Wait a minute.
Apply at up.jobs/sports. All right. Shannon, we're playing real or not real. What is the topic?
Real or not real, AFC quarterbacks better than Aaron Rodgers.
Now we okay, get, so.
Go ahead.
Better.
No, I was going to say, before you dive into it, though, what are we factoring into better than Aaron
Straight
Rodgers?
Straight up, who you taking? Who's better right now?
Are we factoring in age, youth? I mean, like, what are we?
Who's better right now?
Who's better right now?
Who would you take? Okay,
I just want to be clear. That's
you're
all.
You're right.
All right, so I'll start off with an easy one for you, Key. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, come on, man, stop. Patrick Mahomes.
Real or not real? Patrick Mahomes better than Aaron Rodgers. Real or not real?
Real.
Real?
Real. He's better than Aaron Rodgers. It's real.
For real?
He's been able to win MVPs, win Super Bowls, do it despite whoever he has in the lineup, and he'll probably wind up doing it again. Obviously, they lose Juju Smith-Schuster in free agency, goes and gets the big money from the New England Patriots. They've got to replace that, but none of that has been a problem for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's real. There's no quarterback in the National Football League I would take over Patrick Mahomes.
Realer than real deal Holyfield.
Come on.
All right, moving on. Key, real or not real, Lamar Jackson better than Aaron Rodgers?
Not real. Not real. I like everything that Lamar is doing. I like all the – just everything. He's a dynamic, just crazy. But when I have to think about – certain situations and putting the football in the air in crucial situations, I think I would trust Aaron Rodgers more because he's done it longer, and that's part of his strength. Well, that's not necessarily part of Lamar's strength with Baltimore. So I would say Aaron Rodgers is better than Lamar, so it's not real.
I would say it's real just because when Aaron Rodgers' O-line is a little bit beat up, like, his passing rate goes down drastically. He's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. And Lamar Jackson, different style. I know he probably can't sling it like Aaron because of the, you know, Aaron, this whole narrative around how legendary and transformative Aaron's arm is. But the style that Lamar can create so many advantages with his feet and his arm, I would take Lamar Jackson right now.
Lamar Jackson is easy for me. Rodgers coming off a bad year. His QBR was under 40, which is awful. I still think he's going to be good. I think there were reasons he had an off year. But Lamar Jackson, he never has an off year. Doesn't matter what he has around him. Doesn't matter who's on offense, who's on defense even. Everyone could be hurt. If you have Lamar Jackson, you win. His issue, the only reason I wouldn't put him second to Mahomes, is the last 2 years he's missed too many games. So I would maybe have him like fifth in the AFC because of that. But when he's in the game, Lamar, easy.
All right, real or not real, looking at AFC quarterbacks better than Aaron Rodgers. All right, Key, Josh Allen, better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. Real or not real?
I would say it's probably real at this point because he's got a different little deal, right? He's got Stephon Diggs. But we're going to have to see because he turns the ball over an awful lot, something that Aaron Rodgers doesn't do. We're going to have to really pay attention to it this year, though.
I would say real. I would take Josh Allen over Aaron Rodgers. I think the arm talent is there, and obviously the running dynamic that Rodgers doesn't have, Josh Allen has. So I would say real.
Yeah, I think based on the seasons they're coming off, their age trajectory of their careers, everything, it's safe to say Josh Allen, real.
All right, Key, Russell Wilson with the Broncos, real or not real, better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers?
Move it along.
Well, come on,
next,
man.
Next. Not real. Next question.
Next
question.
Not real.
That's not real.
Wow, that was fast. Yes. All right, cool. All right, we'll stay in the AFC West then. Real or not real, Key? Justin Herbert, better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. Real or not real?
He's headed in that direction, and I'm willing to say not real right now. I know he has a big, strong arm, and we like the way he looks. Tall, drink of water, got some trees at the receiver position. But not right now. Not right now.
Yeah, I would say not real. Look, you have to have postseason success. And I think that's the one thing that's ultimately lacking from the resume for Justin Herbert. I get what the talent looks like, But can that talent translate to postseason success? It has for Aaron Rodgers. It is not for Justin Herbert.
What you're both saying is fair, but I'm going to say real. And you know I err on the side of optimism with young players.
Yeah, but it's
also,
Justin Herbert for you.
But, yeah, also, like, if anything, Key, for example, have a tendency to say, no, let me see more consistency, and I'll have a tendency to say, I've seen enough, let's go. I've seen enough. Justin Herbert, to me, is probably the third best quarterback in the AFC. You know, I think he's incredible. Anyway.
All right, moving on. Real or not real, AFC quarterbacks better than Aaron Rodgers. Key, Joe Burrow, real or not real, better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers right now?
He's got a lot to work with. I'm going to say, I guess you can't punish him for that. I'm going to say not real. I just, even though he's gone to Super Bowl and he's been dynamic and all those sort of things, they just upgraded the offensive line by getting Orlando Brown Jr., who's going to join us later on in the show today. I just don't think so right now. I would take Aaron Rodgers right now. That's just my belief.
Yeah, man, Joe Burrow's better than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, with the exception of Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow might be the best winner in the NFL from a quarterback perspective. Like, just look at what his resume has been since he's been healthy.
Bananas.
Right? Like, and for Aaron, who hasn't been to the Super Bowl since 2011, just compare those two resumes. Joe Burrow's that guy. It's okay to say it out loud.
Other than Patrick Mahomes, there's no player in football I want before Joe Burrow. Like, Mahomes is one, Burrow is two. To me, easily, Joe Burrow. Real.
All right, two more here for you guys. Key, Trevor Lawrence, real or not real, better AFC quarterback than Aaron Rodgers?
Not real. I understand Aaron Rodgers had a down year. Trevor Lawrence had some great bright moments and a comeback against the Chargers in the playoffs, but not yet. He's not there quite yet.
Yeah, I don't think he's there yet either. I mean, down the stretch, he made some incredible plays that obviously got his team to the playoffs, and Aaron fizzled out. But, I mean, overall body of work, I still have to give the slight advantage to Aaron.
Yeah, I can't say real either, only because, like, with Justin Herbert, fine, I've seen, even though he hasn't won a playoff game yet, but I've seen him for 3 years in the league. This dude is insane. I think by the end of this year, it could be real with Trevor Lawrence. But even I, who like to jump the gun, you only do it for 10 or 11 games. I need to see more than that. So at the moment, I'll say not real.
All right, the last quarterback on the list here, Key, Deshaun Watson, real or not real, better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers?
Not real. I can't, I got to see more, obviously. He's been off for a while, and in the little bit of time that he did have this past season, it just didn't, you know, you just know the rust and that sort of stuff. Now, this year may be a little bit different, but not right now.
Yeah, I can't put them in the same breath after what I've seen from Deshaun Watson. I know what Deshaun Watson's ceiling is. And I think if he starts reaching that ceiling this year, then I will be able to say it out loud that I think he's better than Aaron Rodgers if he maximizes that. But from what I've seen in that short sample size, granted, he's had time away from the game, I can't say he's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I like Trevor Lawrence. By the end of the year, I suspect it'll be real. Right now, you can't say it's real. He did not have a good season. He's been off for too long. And even though Rodgers also didn't have a good season, overall he was better than Deshaun Watson just now. So I think the trend is pretty clear. Deshaun probably is better than him by the end of the year, but not right now. Not really.
Oh, you didn't give me the bonus one, though. What happened to the bonus one?
Daniel Jones?
For Max.
Which one?
Daniel Jones?
AFC. AFC.
No, oh, AFC. Oh, Jimmy AFC. Garoppolo. Real no, not, or not real for Max?
Not real.
Okay, I just – he did
you
beat him,
know.
Right, Max? He always beat him. I beat him twice.
You never know.
I'll tell you what, though. What strikes me about that list is there are 16 teams in the conference, in each conference. You just named 9 guys, including Aaron Rodgers. Okay, even take Russell Wilson out because of his recent play. 8 dudes who are special. Everyone you just named, especially they're special quarterbacks. They've got special talent. That's half of the conference got a special dude. Like, I don't remember this being the case ever before. Every other team. Key.
We get ready to hype up the conference.
Hold on, we did it with the division last year. I'm not saying the teams. I'm saying just the quarterbacks. Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow, Herbert, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun, Aaron Rodgers. Insane.
Well, that's because all these guys are young. You could have gone to the NFC 4 years ago and
let's continue this on the other side. Who has more leverage now? Who has the most leverage? They all have a little leverage. Packers, Rodgers, or the Jets. Who has the most? KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Do you envision yourself playing multiple years with the Jets, or is it just a one-year type thing?
If I'm Green Bay and I'm sitting around, you offer me a third, or a contingent, or a fifth, and if they have no leverage, that's all you should offer. If you're offering me that, I'm telling you to go to hell.
If the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers, who are they turning to right now?
Be adults, settle it clearly, keep the kids in mind, and move on.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are joined now by the man himself, Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider.
My guy.
Who has negotiated a contract or two.
Two
made
ones.
Made a trade or two.
Two ones.
traded once for one of the all-time greats, a Green Bay Packer quarterback, superstar, Super Bowl winner, who had teased the Packers for several years about leaving, and finally they're like, all right, you know what, leave. And Mike Tannenbaum brought him to the New York Jets. So he may have a little insight into what is going on right now. What was your biggest takeaway with Rodgers on McAfee, Mike?
That for whatever reason, he can't let it go. You know, they traded up for Jordan Love a couple of years ago, and he's played incredibly well, won an MVP, and he's still talking about Ted Thompson, the general manager who passed away, who was there 18 years ago. I thought that part was sort of stunning, to be candid. And then the other thing that was my big takeaway was he's clearly trying to get the Green Bay Packers to move in terms of their trade demands, and he went on a national platform to do that.
You think he's trying to apply pressure to Green Bay?
He did.
Yes.
Those were his words.
No, but do you think it's effective?
No.
Mike, so what should they do then? If he's not applying, well, first of all, there's no pressure to apply other than I'm coming in and getting my money. Now what you going to do? So at some point, we all know that the deal is going to happen. It's just a matter of what is the compensation and when will it take place?
Absolutely, Key. So I agree. Do I think it's going to happen? Absolutely. But basically, the way this is set up, the Jets have given Green Bay a blank check because if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I want to do this after June 1st for 25 million reasons. The cap number would go down by $25 million. They could defer the cap charge to 2024. We know that 68 quarterbacks last year played in the NFL. So if for whatever reason this fell apart and he had to go back to Green Bay, while it's certainly not ideal, now you have Aaron Rodgers plus Jordan Love, so now you're fortifying a really good position. And now, given where the NFC is, I think I have a really good chance to get to the Super Bowl. So my worst-case scenario, if I'm the Packers, is really, really, really good. And the worst-case scenario for the Jets is I don't really know what plan B is. And that's why, to me, when we look at who has the leverage just sits with Green Bay.
Mike, I've been saying that the whole show this morning. It's like you sending people texts and the text is, you're like, I see that you're reading the text, but you're not responding. And you end up talking to yourself. Like, so for me, it's like a game of poker. Sometimes just sitting and waiting and not showing any hands at all. Meanwhile, Aaron just showed his hand. I get where you want to be. We got Jets fans calling into the show. Do whatever it takes, Joe Douglas, to get this deal done. And if you're the Packers, okay, what else are you going
to
offer me?
Jay, I totally agree. Like, to me, there's a great line, guys, that applies here. Like, the person who wins in a negotiation is the one who cares the least. And if I'm Green Bay, I got Jordan Love in the building. He's working out with Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson, and we got this great young nucleus, and I'm just putting
out
my
Wait, hold on. Wait,
guess what, though, Mike?
Go ahead, Geeky.
No, I was going to say, guess what? You do have Romeo Doubs and Watson and all the young guns and everybody in the building, but you also have Aaron Rodgers in the building. Think about it, though, Mike, for a second. When you was part of the people that orchestrated my trade from the New York Jets, and if I would have said I'm not going anywhere, I don't care, and you guys would have had to take me back, and you drafted Lavernius Coles that year and some other guys, how you think they would have felt if I was in the room working out with John Lott, lifting weights, sitting in the meeting rooms, you know, talking to Vinny, doing those sort of things? How you think those young guys would have felt when y'all told them they were the guys and they're the starter and they're this, but here this high-priced sticky guy is in the room? How do you think they would have felt?
You know, Key, that's a fair point. I think this situation's different for a few reasons. First of all, Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up when he's supposed to be there, so I have no expectation that...
But I wouldn't have showed up either until you start docking my pay.
Right, right. So, but the point is, he's not going to miss a paycheck because he's going to make $60 million, so he'll be there in terms of if this trade doesn't work out, which, again, we all feel it will, but if I'm Green Bay... I will plan for him on a cap standpoint, certainly from a cash standpoint. In your situation, Key, you were on the team until you weren't, and when you weren't, we drafted receivers to replace you. But if you had still, if the trade did not work out, I think, you know, Bill Parcells, Al Groh, myself, like, I'm sure the plan would have been different had you not been traded. So I think this situation is a little bit different from that standpoint. But again, I'm just saying Green Bay, like, if Aaron comes back, he comes back, and you have an all-time great quarterback in the building.
I can't. You and I were disagreeing about this yesterday. Wait.
Look, I'm
totally with Key about this. On this, you're saying the one who cares least is the Packers. Plainly not true. They all care about the same. The Packers have a choice. You can get nice draft compensation and move $60 million off your books. Or if nothing happens and Aaron Rodgers reports when he's supposed to, you lose $60 million for a guy who's not going to play. And by the way, you say theoretically.
No, Max, that's not true. That's factually not
because?
True. If he plays, he gets $60 million.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play, he gets zero. You don't pay a player in the NFL if they don't show up.
No, showing up. I'm saying he shows up. Aaron Rodgers.
Then he plays.
No, he doesn't play because you want to give the job to Jordan Love. You want to move on. You've stated that.
If Aaron Rodgers is in the building, he's going to play, Max. And
you're going to play Aaron Rodgers, who you know doesn't
Jordan Love.
Who you know doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And you intend to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Mike, that's never going to happen. We both know it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. You can't win a Super Bowl. The guy doesn't want to be there.
And
you don't want him.
And your point, Max, is you're saying alternatively, indiscriminately, 30 other NFL teams are going to say, no, I don't want Aaron Rodgers in June. And you're convinced today that every NFL team is going to have a perfect quarterback situation in June. That's factually 100%.
Let him finish.
So there will be a team, and I've been there with the New York Jets. Ooh. I have been there with the Miami Dolphins with Ryan Tannehill tore his ACL, and we begged Jay Cutler to come out of retirement. I promise you, there will be at least a team, probably more, that says, wow, I can get Aaron Rodgers for a year for a second-round pick that maybe goes up to a first. It may save my job.
And they're going to put him in under the cap after they spent all their money in free agency?
Yeah, you give him a $60 million signing bonus on a five-year deal. Cap number is $12 million.
Mm-hmm. That'll be the Jets.
Go ahead.
That'll be the Jets.
I've been there, Max. I've been there with the Jets. I've been there with the Dolphins. And I promise you, I will.
You think, in other words, his price is going up the more you wait?
They will have multiple options in June to trade Aaron Rodgers.
But Mike, you were right. They'll have options, right? And I want to muddy the waters here a little bit for you. So if Aaron Rodgers, I mean, we all kind of know he's going to go to the Jets. We continue to believe that. But if Aaron Rodgers made the decision that, the Packers made the decision, we're going to wait until summer because we could designate the June money and move it off to 2024. They could play all those tricks. There's a couple things, though, that are in the Jets and Aaron Rodgers' favor. You've got to exercise Jordan Love's fifth-year option come May.
Yep.
So now you have, what is that, $80 million on the books at the quarterback position, not including the third or the fourth guy, whoever those guys are. So you probably got $85 million on the quarterback books in that room. Then come June, you want to trade Aaron Rodgers to the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
And Aaron Rodgers says, I don't want to play for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not taking the physical. I'm not going. I'm going to sit at home.
Because he doesn't have
to
be traded.
They're not, Mike, you know and I know, they're not going to surrender that pick in hopes to convince a guy that doesn't want to be there to come in and play.
So let's play that out, Key. So first of all, I agree. They're going to exercise the fifth-year option. If Aaron Rodgers says, I'm going to sit at home, he doesn't get $60 million.
No, but he does. But wait, Mike, you keep going back to that. He's going to say, I will come and play for Green Bay. But you know he doesn't want to play. So you're not going to win a Super Bowl with a guy who wants to be there. And the fact of the matter is you're not taking him back. You want him gone. You want the money gone. You don't want to pay him when you want to develop Jordan Love. Everyone knows that. Key is right. No one's going to trade for him when they know he doesn't want to be there. He has leverage. The Jets have leverage. The Packers have leverage. That means it all cancels out. Not according to Mike Tannenbaum. He believes there'll be multiple suitors and the price will go up. I believe the price will go down.
I'm going to take the advice of the guy who's done it multiple times.
Well, there you go. Keyshawn, what do you know about trading for? What do you
I've
know
done
about,
it in Madden simulations.
What do you know? What do you know about trading for a Packers quarterback legend, Mike? Just to the Jets of all places. Just let the experts handle this.
By the way, in 10 years, guys, I fully expect Joe Douglas to be sitting here with the three of you guys talking about, can you believe the Jets are trading for Jordan Love? Why is Jordan Love so pissed at the Packers? I've been waiting all night to use that line, by the way.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by now,
Joe Douglas is out of job. Interesting.
10 years, guys. I think
that's a good run. How much leverage does Lamar Jackson have? ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Breaking news from ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Ravens have placed the non-exclusive tag on quarterback Lamar Jackson.
This is more than just about money. The relationship between the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson isn't a relationship that is in a good place.
They're saying, all right, we can't find compromise, so you go ahead and see if that deal's out there. And if it is, and you come back to us, you know, maybe we'll match it. Maybe we'll say, you know, you were right, we were wrong, and come back to us and everything will be fine.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can join the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, guys, teams are not allowed, or sorry, excuse me, are allowed to offer Lamar a contract. He's 26 years old. He's won an MVP. He's 3 weeks younger than Joe Burrow. Let's not forget, I love Joe Burrow, as I said. He outplayed Joe Burrow this past season in the fourth quarter to win that game, right? He had a fourth quarter lead in every single game in which he played. Everyone. His team had a fourth quarter lead in spite of the fact that everyone was hurt. And then eventually he got hurt and it fell apart. Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter on Canty and Carlin. Listen to this.
I can't find a team at this moment that is willing to give Lamar Jackson the type of contract he's looking for. So people around the league will continue to say the same thing and point to the same thing, which is he's going to wind up back in Baltimore. And that's how this is going to play out. But look, a lot can change. We talk about this every offseason. something we're saying right now here in mid-March can be a different, you know, a completely different story, not just in April, but the next day. So it's going to take a team. It's going to take an owner to go, you know what? I'm going to give him a Deshaun Watson-like contract. If that's what he wants, I think he's that much of a difference maker for me to go sort of outside the pack of what ownership prefers.
This is unbelievable to me. Key, there's no way no one in the league wants. We were just talking about how 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers would find a home, right, if it's not the Jets. It's up really because he would say, I don't want to play there. But 26-year-old Lamar Jackson, who, let's face it, when he's healthy, the only one you could say definitively is better than him is Patrick Mahomes. Come on, man. He wins almost every game he's ever played, Lamar Jackson. What's going on? How much leverage do you think he has?
I mean, I don't even look at it as leverage as much as what is it that he's really looking for. Like, what is it? He tweeted out yesterday, the day before, 133 for three, and kind of laughed at the fact that there's reports out there about what he was offered. So you don't, you know, there are teams that I'm sure would be willing to get in bed with Lamar, but they may already have quarterbacks. You know, what's the outlook? Does it make sense? Is it a team that feels like we're a quarterback away? There are teams that would do it, but what is he ultimately looking for? And when you don't have the agent communicating with the teams and the front office of these teams to get a gauge on what it is that they want to talk about, if he had an agent and he was at the combine, or if he would have went to the combine, he could have gone to the combine, I'm sure, and worked the room sophisticated enough to really understand what pieces are moving. Because I don't know that he knows that right now. I mean, he's really only talking to the Baltimore Ravens. Has he gotten on the phone with the Carolina Panthers? Has he gotten on the phone with the San Francisco 49ers? Has he gotten on the phone with with the Las Vegas Raiders? Who has he been on the phone with, and what's he talking about? JC, because if I was him, and you talk about the 3 years, 133, what I would probably have told the Ravens is, let's take a look at the first 3 years of Deshaun's deal and let's see what that guaranteed money really looks like. Just the first three. Since you don't want to fully guarantee the whole thing and you already offered me 133 over the first 3 years of guaranteed money, let's look at that. Let's see what that number is. And let's say that number goes up to 160, 165. Then I would say to them, okay, you can't franchise tag me after these 3 years, because now I can hit the market. After that, I pick up the 160, 165. And then I hit the free agent market when the collective bargaining agreement numbers really kick in and the TV money really kick in and the salary cap really raises. Now I could just hit the streets and get paid the way that I'm supposed to get paid.
Key, is another option, if you're Lamar Jackson and you don't get that $200+ million guaranteed, to say, okay, you guys have non-exclusive tag. You want to pay me $32 million. I'm going to sit out.
Yeah, I have to sit for the 32.
I'm going to sit. I'm going to wait. And then, you know, when Joe Burrow gets his deal, when Justin Herbert gets their deal, let's come back and keep talking. Let's figure out where it goes from there, because those two are going to raise the market.
I think, Key, your idea is a very good one. That, and this is what happens sometimes when a team doesn't want to make a long-term commitment to a player. What you do is you overpay a little. I'm not saying that even at this point 55 is an overpay, but let's say it was more. Let's say it was 60. You overpay on a shorter-term deal. In exchange for giving up long-term security, the player gets a little bit, a cherry on top per year. And when you do a short deal and take the franchise out of it, as Key suggests, now if you're balling in year three and you want to stay there, they're going to come to you, rework the deal anyway. So Lamar make 110, 120 over the next couple of years, and then be in position to do it again, right? Like something like that.
Like hoop, like Jay, just like the hoops, right?
Yeah,
the hoop deals aren't long term deals; they're short term deals with big numbers,
with a little cherry on top.
And you think about that: if somebody gave you 160, 165 over three in basketball, you're gonna get back to the market.
Yeah, you'll do that.
And if they're worried about a long-term injury, whatever, they're covered because they won't be on the hook after 3 years. So Aaron Rodgers says he went into a darkness retreat. 90% sure he was going to retire. It's funny because we were 100% sure he was coming back. KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.